But our next story is really about March sadness. It's about a lost basketball game in 1970, 44 years ago tonight, in Charlotte, North Carolina, a loss that lingers still so many years later. Here now's Alex Ashlock tells us about it.
Back in 1970, they didn't even call it the Big Dance. There were only 25 teams in the NCAA basketball tournament field. South Carolina wasn't one of them, although everyone expected them to be.
We thought we had something really, really special because we had the pieces.
Bobby Kremins was one of the pieces. He was South Carolina's senior point guard and captain. Kremins was part of a pipeline of Irish Catholic kids recruited from New York City by South Carolina coach Frank McGuire in the 60s. McGuire was also a native New Yorker, and South Carolina fans fell in love with him and his players and their playground flair.
They adopted us, and we wanted to bring them a championship.
The player the South Carolina fans took to most was shooting guard John Roach, who became an All-American and a two-time ACC Player of the Year. Southern kids were suddenly crossing themselves when they went to the free throw line, because that's what John Roach did. And everything he did on the basketball floor often left his coach Frank McGuire at a loss for words. Here he is in an interview on WIS-TV.
John Roach in particular, he's hard to describe because he was like you'd describe somebody in music. John Roach was probably one of the finest basketball players that ever played basketball.
Frank McGuire had already coached North Carolina to a national title. But when he came to South Carolina in 1964, football was king there. But the school built him a new gymnasium for his basketball team. And with McGuire's coaching and recruiting, basketball made inroads. Hoops started springing up around the state. And with players like Kremins and Roach, South Carolina became a basketball powerhouse in the ACC. That didn't sit well with fans of teams like Duke and North Carolina, who were used to dominating the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Hey, what a yokel you are. You are really a yokel. Put the yokel on television, would you? Make him feel good.
McGuire and his team were often heckled when they were on the road, and Bobby Kremins remembers opposing fans spitting on his coach. The players threw water back at them.
We got a reputation. People got very jealous of John. And again, you know, we were from New York, and sometimes we were a little brash.
People were really jealous of Roach in 1970. He put on some incredible performances. On the road against North Carolina State, he poured in 38 points, and three nights later at North Carolina, he scored 28. South Carolina finished their conference schedule unscarred, 14-0. But going undefeated meant nothing in those days. The only way South Carolina was going to get into the NCAA tournament was by winning the postseason conference tournament. And Bobby Kremins remembers the pressure when he and his teammates took the floor for the first game against Clemson.
And the first day was the most intense because every team would play. And always there would be some upset the first day. And it was, it was just a pressure-packed tournament. But we felt good, you know. We were playing in Charlotte. Actually, our scare came the first game.
There was no shot clock in 1970. So Clemson held the ball, but South Carolina survived the slowdown and won the game 34-33.
And that kind of relieved all of us. And then in the semifinals, we were really taking care of business against Wake Forest. We had it going. With about 4 or 5 minutes to go in the game, John and I had a 2-on-1, and John faked a pass to me, and the defender stuck his leg out and tripped John. I'll never forget the way he went down. He went down so hard, I knew something was wrong. And it was really, really, it was shocking.
Roach had a serious ankle injury, but he suited up and tried to play the next night in the championship game against North Carolina State.
He played a courageous game, but unfortunately we were not the same, and we lost in double overtime. And it was, really, really heartbreaking for me, and I didn't respond very well. I didn't accept very well or respond. I was an emotional mess. I wish now, in hindsight, that I would have dealt with that a little bit better. But I was just too heartbroken to go back to school.
Kremins was so heartbroken, he and a teammate, Corky Carnevale, just disappeared into the mountains of North Carolina, where they stayed with a friend.
It was about a week to 10 days. I finally drifted back. I don't even know how I got back. Corky and I hitchhiked. I think we hitchhiked back.
For Kremins, his college playing days were over. He graduated and left campus. And the next season, 1971, Sports Illustrated featured John Roach on its cover as he led the South Carolina Gamecocks to their one and only ACC championship. Announcer Bob Fulton has the final call for the Gamecock IMG Sports Network.
1 second left. South Carolina is about to win the championship. Here's Roach. Passing in. Caught by Chadwick. Fires way down the court. The ball game is all over. And the Gamecocks of South Carolina have won their first.
John Roach went on to play pro basketball for 9 seasons. After he retired, he became a lawyer. He now works in Denver. Coach Frank McGuire retired in 1980. Before that, he was elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame. When McGuire died in 1994, he was eulogized in South Carolina like a head of state. After he came down from the mountains, Bobby Kremins got into coaching, first as McGuire's assistant at South Carolina and later at Appalachian State and Georgia Tech. He finally won that elusive ACC championship with Georgia Tech in 1985, and again 5 years later, when the tournament was played in Charlotte for the first time in the 20 years since his bitter disappointment there in 1970.
That was one of my goals once I got into coaching, was to someday to win a championship as a coach that I lost as a player. But after that game, I remember we got on the team bus, and we went right past the building where I had lost that game in 1970. So I told the bus driver to pull over, and I got off the bus and I yelled at the arena. I said, "I got you back, you son of a bitch." And I got back on the bus. My Georgia Tech players thought I was crazy.
Kremins guided that 1990 Georgia Tech team to the Final Four. He won a total of 570 games in his career. Today, he says he has no regrets. But what happened in that game against Wake Forest all the way back in 1970 still nags at him.
When people say, if you had to live your life over, what would you do differently? And I would say, I would make sure John Roach passed me that ball and got the hell out of that defender's way. That's for sure. That's one of the things I would do.
Then you would have gone to the basket, not him.
Yeah.
No, that's tough. Former South Carolina player Bobby Kremins speaking with Here and Now's Alex Ashlock. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.